views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly, and you're listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in for the next hour and let us help you experience inspiration, healing, and knowledge. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted artists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to discover the greatest version of yourself. You can find out more at thelucidplanet.com and listen to all archives of the podcast at lucidplanetradio.com. Today's show is about love, sex, and relationships. As a specialist in the field of psychology of sex and also as a former professor of human sexuality myself for more than 7 years, this topic is especially important to me, mainly because relationships can be incredibly challenging. They say other people are the best and the worst part of living, and I certainly have had my fair share of struggles with relationships, and I'm always learning or trying to learn more. So the question for today is really, how can we improve our communication in relationships? How can we enhance our intimacy? How can we forge deeper connections with our loved ones? How can we be better friends, family members, and romantic partners? Have you ever considered that your karma might play an important role in the relationships that you cultivate? Today, I'm very excited to welcome world-renowned intuitive psychologist and author of the new book, Karma Queen's Guide to Relationships, Dr. Carmen Hara. I want to tell you a little bit about our guest. Carmen Hara is an internationally acclaimed intuitive psychologist, author, relationship coach, spiritual teacher, and also a karmic counselor. She was born in Transylvania, Romania, and she developed a gift of otherworldly sight from a young age when she had a near-death experience from drowning. In her teenage years, Dr. Hara began touring throughout Europe, and she was a singing sensation. She released 12 albums, which became instant hits. And when she visited America on tour, she knew she was supposed to stay forever. Just before her trip to America, her father passed away unexpectedly, and at his funeral, his spirit appeared to her and told her to look at the name printed behind his gravestone, which said Virgil, and he said, when you go to America, you will meet this man. And at her first performance in New York, a man walked up and introduced himself as Virgil, and they fell in love, were inseparable, and they got married. Carmen began her own personal transformation. She began offering sessions as an intuitive counselor, and she got a PhD in clinical psychology and hypnotherapy, healing arts. She has been fortunate to meet and coach some of the most powerful people in the world, including Hillary and Bill Clinton, Vice President Joe Biden, Shirley MacLaine, Barbara Walters, Joy Behar, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Nancy Pelosi, Candace Bergen, Jennifer Lopez, the list goes on. Wow. Her first book, which was Everyday Karma, has been translated in over 20 languages, and she has 5 other critically acclaimed books, including Decode Your Destiny, Signs, Symbols, and Secrets, The Trinity of Health, The 11 Eternal Principles, and Holiness. You've seen her appear on all kinds of fantastic shows, including Good Morning America, The View, Fox News, The Today Show, CBS The Early Show, and she has also been featured on the pages of The New York Times, New York Post, New York Daily News, etc. And she's joining us now, like I said, to talk about her 7th book, which was written with her daughter, Alexandra Hara, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationships. So let's please welcome Dr. Hara to the show. I'm so excited to have you on. How are you doing?
You are amazing, Dr. Kelly. I am so thrilled and excited and grateful to be on your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow, that means a lot coming from you. Mm-hmm. I guess the best place to start is, what is karma?
Yeah, everybody's, having a different opinion about karma, but the most common one is that karma is what goes around comes around, the Newtonian law of cause and effect. So if you think that way, karma means some kind of a force that is going to punish you if you do something wrong. And to me, that's not the understanding of karma. Karma is something more complex and more profound. Is the accumulation of your thoughts, intention, and action that is attached to your consciousness, so the memory that is stored in the right side of the brain. So everything you do and everything that has been done to you gets attached to you, like, and stays with you, like a data in the computer. So you can't get rid of your karma. It becomes like a luggage. And what happens is that when you carry too much karma and unresolved and unhealed, it grows, it multiplies, and is not letting you live the life you're supposed to live. So as you said on your show, create the best version of yourself. But how can you create the best version of yourself if you feel like you're stuck? And yes. I don't know about you, but me in my career, I have people coming to me almost every day and asking me, Dr. Gara, I'm really stuck. I'm attracting the same situation. I'm not progressing. I'm not moving forward. I'm miserable. I'm not married. I'm alone. I'm trying to date online. It doesn't get me anywhere. I'm attracting the same abusive person over and over, the same alcoholic. So what happens when you kind of turn around in circles? Like, karma is like, imagine a wheel.
Yes.
And you move in that wheel and turn around and turn around. You don't find the exit. You don't find the breaking point. You don't find the way out.
It's like the merry-go-round that just keeps on going.
And so my understanding of karma is your memory. And we as humans, we operate on memory. We tend to do the same thing because the neurons in the brain, they create, you know, like in a classroom, you know, clusters of neurons, and they stick with each other and they multiply the same behavior pattern. So in other words, you know, if you think of karma as something that stays with you and it is attached to your soul, then you have to be very aware of the implication that karma has. And karma can be accounted for your missing father, for being bullied in school, for going through a divorce, for being abused, for, you know, being in a dysfunctional family. Everything is considered to be a karmic pattern of behavior. So, but karma to me, it's not a punishing law. I don't think karma is coming back to you to bite you. I don't feel that way, you know, about karma. I feel that it's something that is reversible. It can be healed. It can be, you know, positive in so many ways. So people who act in a good way on a daily basis, they pay attention to their thoughts, they pay attention to their intention, they become aware of creating the positive memory, and they become aware of what they do on a daily basis, then karma is their saving grace. That's why I said karma is your problem and it can be your solution in the same time. And it spills in relationships. There is no doubt in my mind that, in every relationship there is a karmic pattern. And a lot of relationship can be actually karmic. I mean, for everybody listening, I'm going to ask them, have you ever had a feeling of meeting somebody for the same time and the impression is of deja vu, I know this person, it feels familiar.
Like I feel good about this. Oh man, that's like a soulmate or a twin flame or something like that.
Exactly. That's the feeling I had with my husband when I met him the first time. I couldn't even breathe. I had to sit on a chair. I was so shocked. I looked at this man and I had the flashback. I had a feeling I knew him for a very long time. And immediately I knew this is the man I'm supposed to marry. And I was actually told 5 days ago at my father's funeral, look behind my grave. So how powerful it is that there's a higher dimension guiding us and telling us, if we pay attention to signs, you know, then we can certainly be guided in the physical world. So
yes.
I took that in a very serious way. And when I got to America, that was it. I met the man I was supposed to be for many, many, many years till he actually died. Probably my father gave me a double message at his funeral, you know?
Yes. So do you think, quickly before we go into the break, do we carry our karma through our multiple lifetimes, or do we start fresh karma in each incarnation that we have? Or what do you think about that?
I do think karma is all we take with us. When I wrote my first book 15 years ago, I started by one sentence. I said, all we take with us from the physical world is our karma. We don't take absolutely anything that we want to keep, you know.
Sure.
Death will take away everything we want to keep. So karma is all that get attached to our soul. And it stays with us. That's why it's so powerful and relevant to acknowledge it, to heal it, to resolve it. So if we decide to solve it, then it's like an information in the computer that gets deleted and the computer is running faster and better. So
it's kind of like clearing the cache, right?
Exactly.
It gets all bogged down. I mean, I love the idea that we have the opportunity to resolve it in this lifetime, that we can actually...
So that
maybe...
you don't take it with you. You don't carry with you that luggage, because that luggage never gets lost. It's attached to you. So it's interesting that the soul, you know, carries all those memories and tends to repeat in the next life and into the next and into them. And now the idea of karma goes back to the concept of the transmigration of the soul back in time to the ancient teaching of the Buddhist.
Oh, Dr. Hara, we're going to go to the break right now. Sorry to cut you off. As soon as we come back, we're going to talk so much more about karma and relationships. So stay tuned to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly and Dr. Carmen Hara, and we will be right back. Thank you.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
1230 WBLQ. Hello, We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is world-renowned intuitive psychologist Dr. Carmen Hara, who is talking with us about karma and relationships. Before we continue, I just want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Dr. Hara. Could you give your contact info to our listeners and tell us where they can find out more about you and your new book, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationships?
Yeah, my new book, Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, was released by Penguin Books more than 2 weeks, and they can find it everywhere. But if they go to my website, www.carmenhara.com, they can see the book. They can actually click on the book, and it's going to take them to Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or anywhere books are sold, so they can get the book this way. And for everybody getting the book, guess what? For the next 2-3 days, you get I'm having a promotion, like I'm giving 10 minutes free session for everybody who purchased the book. The book is like $7 on Kindle or $11, the physical book, and you do get a session with me.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's what I love. I'm doing this for a number of weeks, and I'm bombarded with, and I have such a pleasure. It's the pleasure of, you know, offering advice, you know, for a very low price, for some people can afford this book. It's only $7, you know,
yes,
on Kindle. So, but you get to talk to me, and you get to talk to me about your relationship and your problems, and you get the guidance, the advice, you know, that you need when you need it. So I'm confident that if your listeners are interested in this kind of advice and work with me, all they need to do is send me an email at CarmenHara, Carmen Hara with double R at AOL.com, and mention that you purchased the book, and I'm going to respond right away. And they can even call me on my cell. I have the same cellular since cellulars exist, the same number, 917-771-6035. And, you know, feel free to call me. I'm here to serve you and everybody listening, so I'm here for you. So feel free to call me, and we can talk, and I can help you in whichever way I can. But as I said, this is the way for people to reach out to me, and the goal is, as I said, is to help.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. You were helping me during the break as well, and you know,
yeah,
I think we could all use a little bit of help understanding our karma and our relationship karma. I guess I wanted to maybe talk a little bit about, you mentioned the four types of love relationships. What are they, and how do they fit into our kind of overall relationship karma?
Well, there are four. I think of number four, and you know, I'm very connected with the concept of time. And number four is the physical world. I mean, the house has four corners, you know. The world is made of creation, emanation, density, so the four level of creation. So everything is associated with the four letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which are the connection to God. So I came up with four elements because the world of earth, air, fire, and water are the four elements, again, of the physical world. So I said there has to be four major types of relationships. And I said the number one and the most common type of relationship are the compromise relationships. And this conclusion came from doing like more than 20-something years therapy in my office in New York City, where I did marriage counseling. So I came to the realization that a lot of people, they compromise in a relationship. They just settle for each other, many times for the wrong reason. But they become comfortable with each other, and because they have either children or they have the same bank account or they have the same home. So they're afraid, you know, to walk away from the marriage. So they both compromise. The problem is a compromised relationship that are very often can be also karmic, but they can also become dysfunctional or toxic in time because yes, there's not enough love, and all the other reasons are not good enough, you know, to make the marriage go round and you know, evolve and succeed. And so at the end of the day, you know, they become two strangers, or they end up by not being in good terms. So this is one of the, I should say, out of 100 relationships, probably 70 are compromised relationships. That's a pretty tough
statistics. Yeah. How do you deal with when these relationships become toxic or dysfunctional? What do you do?
That's the problem. When this relationship becomes dysfunctional and toxic, my advice is to walk away, because toxicity is very unhealthy. Toxicity at the emotional level, as you know very well, affects the physical level. And a lot of people in dysfunctional relationship, they really get cancer or immune disorders, or because they're so unhappy, so miserable, and they cannot deal, you know, with this kind of life. So the advice is always try to close the door, try to resolve that karma, try to walk away and give yourself another chance.
Yes.
And giving you another chance means the next group of relationship, which are the extreme, which are the soulmate relationship, completely opposite from compromise relationship. Yeah. Now, soulmate relationship can also be karmic, but those are the most beautiful relationships because they're very intense, because they two people that are soulmates are mentally inseparable. It's the two of them against the world. They finish each other's sentences. They give each other a sense of protection. You cannot separate, you know, two people who are soulmates. They perfect, like, as you said, like twins. There's the other half that completes you perfectly. So it's the perfect fit.
What percentage of relationships would you say are these soulmate relationships?
Which of them are?
Or what percentage, like how many out of 100?
Very few. If I'm supposed to give a percentage, I'd say probably 10%, you know, people out of 100 will be in a soulmate relationships. But soulmate can be also karmic. In other words, there is a karmic component. Like, okay, you knew each other. Were you supposed to finish something in this life together?
Mm-hmm.
So karma
plays. We were talking about that at the break, about my current relationship.
The memory of what has been happening to you. So, but soulmate relationships are very intense, and they're very powerful, and they're supposed to be beautiful. In between these two extremes, there are transitory relationships. I mean, relationships that come just for a short period of time. Like, they come for a season, they come for a reason, and they're not supposed to last. And my book pinpoints towards the element of a transitory relationship by showing people that, hey, you're in transition. Don't try to make it permanent. It's not meant to last. And make peace with yourself that this is just taking you to another phase of your evolution. And it's better to let it go than try to stick into this relationship. So a lot of people go to transitory relationship. Probably 20, if not 30% of people out of 100, they in transition. Like, for instance, you go through a marriage, you divorce, and then you want to sort of walk away from... you want to find somebody else, you find somebody who's just supposed to take you into the next relationship. And that's
kind of like the rebound, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like something like
that's
that.
That's exactly it. So I think transitory relationships are also very frequent, and I think that people should let them go, have the strength to walk away from something that is just a transition.
How do you know if it's just a transition?
Based on some solid ground, and you don't feel that. It's just some kind of a physical attraction, and there's a lot of indication that relationship is not based on what it should be, then let it go and make peace with yourself and move into the next phase of your life.
Okay, so really recognizing that it might not be solid ground and that it's more of a physical thing as opposed to a deep emotional and spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm. And you can, many times relationships like this are based on different things, like there's either an age difference, or there's not a real investment in each other. There's not an interest of the soul. It's just superficial. It's not deep. Transition is not it's a transition. You know, you have to make peace with that. So that's not difficult. That's not easy to do. Sometimes it's difficult because we, as humans, we try to make everything last. You know, the tendency, I found this one, I hope he's the one. But then 2 months later, 5 years later, it proves not to be the one, you know, and then we suffer, we go through a difficult time, and, we're in emotional pain because we don't understand why we invested so much.
Mm-hmm. The heart wants what the heart wants sometimes, I guess.
The fourth group is the karmic relationship. They are just pure karmic. Let's say you happily married, you have children, everything goes perfectly. And one day you meet somebody that you feel a connection that you cannot explain. And you have that sense of deja vu. Like, I know this person, I fall in love, and I don't want to fall in love because I'm happily married.
Yeah, that actually, I've kind of been there. Kind of know what that feels like a little bit.
Yeah, it feels like very intense and confusing because you don't want to go there, you know, but then you're drawn to that person. And because there's a lesson there that comes from a past life or from a previous experience, there's a reason that person came into your life. You just have to see the reason. And when that karma is solved, that door gets closed and you don't feel the need to look back, or you don't feel the need to introspect anymore. You're just capable of letting it go, and that's it, you know. It's fascinating how karmic relationship can be very sudden, very quick, end up very abruptly. And their main characteristic is there is a major lesson to be learned.
How do we figure out what the lesson is?
We can, because every single person who comes into our life, they are a reflection of our weaknesses, our issues, our, you know, problems rooted deep into the subconscious mind. So nobody comes in our life for no bigger reason. There's always a reason. And so when somebody like this comes into your life, you have to do the work, the inner work, to understand why is this. And then the lesson will be revealed.
Really, it's about doing the inner work to try to discover what the karmic lesson is from the people in your life. And speaking from personal experience, I mean, this is a really rewarding process and also quite a difficult process. We're going to take a quick break, Dr. Hara. Thank you so much. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 5 rules of effective communication with your partner, and really how important it is to communicate effectively. So again, I'm Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio. When we come back, we'll talk more about karmic relationships, including communication. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than 2 decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Eat each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have intuitive psychologist Dr. Carmen Hara here talking about karma and relationships. And now we are going to talk about something really important, something that I need a lot of help on and that I've been trying to work on but can always learn more about, and many of us can, which is communication and really what are kind of these five rules for truly effective communication with your partner. So, Dr. Hara, I would love to hear about communication and how to improve that.
Well, communication is everything, and people jump on their emotions, and it's very easy to ruin a relationship if you're not aware of your tendencies, of your inner self. And people don't come with a solution. They come with arguments. So if you apply this in your own case and you say, well, any time that my partner says something, I attempt to react. I put my ego first. I'm not quite listening to his needs. I'm listening more to my needs. So it becomes a me thing instead of we.
Yeah.
So the first thing is that you disconnect from the me and you think of the we, so then you see the bigger picture. Then you pay attention to your partner's situation and you listen. So being a good listener is the first key to communication. So second of all, if you want to communicate very well your point after you listen, write down your ideas so that you express yourself very well. And as I said, come up with a solution, not with a contradiction.
That's
so
a
if
really
your partner blames, you know, you or a situation, you come with a solution for that instead of overreacting emotionally, you know, to the accusation or to the verbal contradiction. So it's very important, you know, to be aware, have awareness of what's happening when you interact with your partner. Because, again, emotions are play, and especially negative emotion, we become angry, we become frustrated, we become insecure, we become uncomfortable, and we can ruin in 10 minutes what we have been building in 10 years. So,
seriously, it's so true. It's like words can really, really destroy more than anything. The pen is mightier than the sword, as
yes.
they say.
But you know what? Talking about words in a relationship, how wonderful it is to tell your partner at the end of the day or in the morning that you love him, that you believe in him, that you want to empower him, that you see the good in him, and you attract and bring the good in him, that you are there for him, that, you know, you touch his hands, you know, it, like creating that intimacy, not in a sense of a sexual thing, but in a sense of, you know, bringing the soul, you know, putting the soul, you know, in this relationship to the table. So it vibrates exactly the way yours vibrates. So creating that oneness, that unity of your spirit with the other spirit. So that's so beautiful. And a lot of people don't know how to do that. They only act at the physical level. But emotional connection is key always when it comes to communication, because that's something you need to create through communication. And because words have power, affirmation play always a big role in communication. Like, you affirm that this man loves you. You affirm that your marriage is going to last. You affirm that you're going to do your best to turn the wheel around. You affirm that you believe in the relationship with all your heart, and you're not going to give up, and you're going to do your best. So then indirectly, all your thoughts, your intention, and your action become constructive and not destructive. Because that's the problem in communication. It can be such a destructive tool instead of a constructive one. So as I said, solutions, not arguments. Why should you argue? Why should you fight? Always I'm hearing people constantly claiming, well, we fight so much. We in such a messy situation, we love each other, but we fight. Well, if you love each other, stop the fight. It makes no sense, and it takes you nowhere.
You're absolutely right. And it doesn't feel good to fight either.
Oh, no, it lowers your own vibrational energy. It's like it affects your health. And it stays with you. That it's like you're losing your vital force. You feel weaker. You lose your empowerment. You lose the ability to concentrate. And again, it affects the physical body. A lot of women that I've seen that came to me to my office through years that went through a difficult separation, an ugly divorce with a lot of conflicts, they develop autoimmune disorder or even cancer a year or 2 years later because the body responded to that negativity. So if you really love yourself, and I think at the end of the day, every relationship starts with loving you. If you have a good loving relationship towards you, then you will be able to bring into your life people who you will love and they will love you back. It's that if you are a reflection of your own love, you will love people around you even more. So a great relationship starts with loving you. So my book touches upon the art of self-love, which is the beginning of every single relationship you have. And, you know, relationships are not contained. They intertwine. And a big role played in relationship when it comes to communication are the outside influences. So you have to acknowledge that the relationship with your husband will be probably sooner or later affected by the relationship with your mother or with your sister or someone else or even with your own children. So you have to know to stop that from happening, to refrain from sharing your intimate relationship with other people around you, no matter how much they love you.
Yes.
Keep that to yourself. Learn to think for yourself, which we all of us, we do. We share, you know, what we're going through with other people because we need to get it out of our chest. But in many cases, we get the wrong advice and we allow ourselves to be influenced and sometimes even brainwashed. And I've seen many cases of divorces because of the interference of other people. The outside influences can be extremely negative and dangerous and destructive.
We have a saying that you never want anybody else to know more about the relationship than your partner does.
Exactly, exactly.
What kind of advice do you have for people who become reactive or who are caught in a spiral of negative emotions?
Well, you know, you have to, when that is happening, you have to consciously switch something in your brain. Like, imagine there's a switch. You have to switch off defensiveness and aggressiveness. You switch them off, you know, and you switch on awareness and wisdom and forgiveness. And awareness is a big deal because you become aware how you should react and what are you doing wrong. So in the moment you become aware, there's something to be done. You know that one of the things in psychology is building that awareness about everything.
Absolutely.
In order to go on the right path. And I feel for everybody who has negative feelings, if they become aware and they take a deep breath and they start, you know, thinking about what they did wrong and acknowledge the wrongdoing, there is a way of turning the wheel around and there is a way to heal. A relationship are about restoration and healing. The word relationship comes from the Latin relatio, which means to restore. So in other words, the the person coming in our life is supposed to make us feel good. The person coming in our life is supposed to heal us, is supposed to restore the stability, the oneness, the balance that we are meant to have, but not alone. We need the other half. We need to be complete. We are half of the sphere, so the wheel of life is like two parts that match perfectly. And you have to work on that perfection, on that connection. And it can be done in so many ways, but if you acknowledge that without the other half, you cannot move the wheel of life. And life is about movement and transformation, because if you don't, you end up by being alone and become stagnant, and stagnation is like the death of the soul. You know, we don't want that. We want movement, transformation. We want progression. We want things to evolve, and it can be done only through awareness, forgiveness, and switching off, you know, all those negative tendencies that we all have. You know, when our ego becomes, you know, the dominant force.
Yes, and we don't want that. That's not a happy place to be.
Exactly.
Dr. Hara, thank you so much for coming on the Lucid Planet Radio. I wish you could stay, but I know you've got to take off. You're a very busy woman and you've got a lot of people to help. And thank you so much for helping me. This was really what I needed to hear today.
You're a wonderful woman. You have an old soul, you know, in a very young body. You have a brilliant mind, you know. Did you write any books?
I have written a book. It was a textbook. But I'm in the process of writing a different kind of book, a more spiritual book.
I see you writing quite a number of books, because I'm calling myself sometimes an intuitive person, because I always have a sense of what's ahead, you know, beyond the world of the physics. So I think that you're going to write a number of books, and I would love to invite you on my own radio show. I have a show on WABC Radio every Sunday. So if you want to be my guest to talk about your work, because I'm so impressed with your wisdom and knowledge and your spirit. So I can't thank you enough for giving me the opportunity to get to know you and work with you.
Well, Dr. Hara, thank you so much. I feel the same way. You've really blessed me with some beautiful insight at this moment.
And I want to come to your wedding.
You will be the first one on my list, I promise.
Very soon.
All right, well, we're going to go to the break again. Thank you so much to Dr. Carmen Hara for appearing on the show. And please pick up her book, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationships, and you will not be disappointed. So when I come back, I'll talk more about...
And you get a free session.
Free session. Don't forget, you'll get a free session with her. And I got a session during the break, and it was pretty incredible. We will see you guys after the break. And thank you again, Dr. Hara.
Thank you. I love you, Doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Dr. Linda Salvin,
Metaphysical Master,
now bringing insight and metaphysical abundance to your living room with her spirit-filled candle line, Wicks of Wisdom. Dr. Linda's unique formulations of pure and powerful herbs, oils, and essences can assist you in love, luck, finances, health, and more.
Wait till you experience the power of Wicks of Wisdom.
Find out how these amazing candles can help you. See them now and order yours at lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people.
The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hello and welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I am Dr. Kelly, and wow, what a fantastic guest Dr. Carmen Hara was. I am so glad she took the time to come on the show. She definitely taught me a lot and helped me find some really great perspective on things. I've actually been traveling around to festivals these last couple weeks, Firefly Gathering and Sonic Bloom, doing workshops on polyamory and open relationships. A little bit about my backstory is that I'm a professor of human sexuality. I was a professor of human sexuality before I left my job as a professor and began to start the Lucid Planet and writing for people and helping people to accept their sexuality and to work through their relational issues is incredibly important for me. So here I am going around giving workshops and giving advice and trying to help people. And it's so funny how it's so easy for me to help them and to tell them, you know, maybe what they need to hear to help work on themselves and kind of rectify and find resolution and healing in their situations. And yet that very same advice, it can be so hard for me to take it on myself. And this is, I think, the fundamental paradox of being a psychologist or being a healer. You can have all of the information and knowledge. You can help people apply it, but when it comes to using it in your own life, it can be a struggle sometimes. And so I'm the first to admit that, you know, I have a lot to work on and I don't always know what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm not a special unique snowflake, as we always joke about. But, you know, what Dr. Hara said at the end about communication really hit home with me. The idea of awareness and building awareness in the way you speak to people. I'm notoriously a very fiery, reactive person. And although I've put in a lot of work to kind of get this under control, I still find that it causes a lot of problems for me and my loved ones. And I don't want to be in conflict and fighting. You know, I genuinely want restoration and healing and love and finding solutions. And I thought that she made a couple of really good points that I just wanted to summarize. The idea of going from me to we, concept that, you know, my needs and my feelings, and we're always kind of focusing on my needs, but in reality, you're a team and you have to look at things from within that perspective. And also the importance of giving each other affirmations of love, affirmations of confidence, constructive feedback, the idea of self-love, and you will be able to love people better and to share that love when you are truly loving yourself and taking your ego out of things, switching something in your brain. When you feel like you're going to be reactive, don't do it. Flip the switch and do something more positive in your brain. It can be really tough, you know, but it's really an ongoing process, and you must be kind to yourself. If you make a mistake, it's okay. Hopefully you'll have the chance to rectify that mistake. And if you do have the chance to rectify that mistake, really put the effort in to learn from your mistakes. otherwise, you really can make yourself ill by holding on to negative energies and holding on to low vibrational feelings. Really, love is the only way. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I had Dr. Eben Alexander on the show, who was the famous Harvard neuroscientist who had a near-death experience. And he traveled to the other side. He traveled up all through all these dimensional realms when his brain was literally dead and couldn't have even had a vision or a dream. And yet he had these unbelievable vision and dreams of a reality that was even more real than our reality. And what he found was that love really is the overwhelming feeling of the universe, this unconditional love, that we are eternal and divine beings made of unconditional love and intimately connected with the source of all unconditional love. And what a fantastic message, and something to always keep in perspective, no matter how difficult things get or how bad you feel or how much the struggle is, that we are unconditional love and we have a choice to kind of allow that energy into our space. So I'll just leave you with that. Just focus on love and do your best. And, you know, none of us are perfect, including me. and I just want to thank you so much for tuning into Lucid Planet Radio. And I really want to thank my guest, Dr. Carmen Hara, for sharing such inspiring information. I had such a wonderful time. And like I said, it's really helping me grow in my journey as all of us are growing in our journeys and our relationships are evolving as the consciousness of humanity and the vibration of the planet continues to evolve. So you can please join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain Time, where I am in Denver, and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. You can also find out a whole bunch more at thelucidplanet.com. You can read all the articles. You can listen to all the archives podcast at lucidplanetradio.com. And you can also find me and connect with me. I'd love to chat with you about any of this on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. Next week on Lucid Planet Radio, I will be interviewing Brad Burge, who is the Director of Communications for MAPS, which is the Multidisciplinary Association of Psychedelic Studies. They do some really great work about using psychedelic medicines and therapy to help heal people from trauma, anxiety, depression, end-of-life anxiety, all kinds of really good stuff. Very exciting, cutting-edge research happening right now. So we'll talk more about that next week. I have returned from my gatherings, like I mentioned, traveling to Firefly and Sonic Bloom, and I can't wait to talk more with you about this. If you are in Colorado and you're looking for something amazing to do next weekend, Absurdia Festival starts on July 9th, and this is put on by our very good friends at the Womp Truck. You can find out all about it on Facebook by visiting Absurdia. And this event, the tickets are going to sell out. It's only $75 for the whole weekend of music and sound, and it's going to be really fantastic. So wishing you light and love, good vibes, and just thank you to the studio and everyone for the show. And I will see you guys next week on Lucid Planet Radio. So have a great week and tune in next time.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.